As I have talked with you before in regard to our relationships, the relationship of morality with the Lord is certainly an important theme. And as we read in the pages of the Bible, we read 266 times in the Old Testament, the word flesh is used in reference to desires and activities associated with the flesh. In the New Testament of the Bible, 147 times the word flesh is used, and of the close to 400 times or so that this occurs in the Old Testament and New, Paul mentions the word flesh 91 times in the New Testament of our Bible. It is the case that we often find ourselves forgetting God when we emphasize the ways of the flesh. So we're taught in Romans chapter 3 and also chapter 8 vividly details about living in the flesh and not by the direction of the Spirit of righteousness in our daily walk of life. And as a result, we find ourselves getting away from God. Think about the ways of sin in your life in earlier days. Think about the activities with which you are associated, and how often it was that you forgot all about God and His presence in your life as you perpetrated those particular events, be they crimes or evil deeds or done against God and mankind. You found yourself forgetting about God. May I call upon you to realize that Jesus our Lord talked about this when He said in Luke 6:46, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." That is repeated in Matthew's account in Matthew chapter 14 in verse 28. The flesh is weak, he said. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spiritual side of our lives, when we think about God, we are apologetic to Him. But when we think only regarding the ways of the flesh, we find ourselves guilty. We find ourselves wanting to be forgiven. We find ourselves amiss from God. We may have begun to go so far away from God that it's a hard thing for us to remember the presence of God. In the Old Testament of our Bible, we find King David in 2 Samuel chapter 11. Not where he ought to be on the battlefield with his soldiers, not praying for them and benefiting them by God's presence in his talk and conversation with them, but rather King David was there because he wanted to be at the house. There he was walking about when he observed a woman, the soldier's wife, Uriah the Hittite, named Bathsheba, washing herself on the rooftop of her home. He found himself forgetting the presence of God. He found himself calling for servants to call to her and bring her there and in the palace. He found himself forgetting about God when he perpetrated the crime of sin in her life and his, and conceiving a child thereby. It is the case that we often can find ourselves forgetting God and doing such deeds, or more foolish deeds, in fact, forgetting about God as we would do crimes against our fellow man. Nathan dispatched from God a prophet who came to King David to tell him a real story about something that happened in the kingdom. The king was interested to hear this. This was after the child had died and after this circumstance with Bathsheba had occurred, and he may have already forgotten, but he had not remembered God yet. And Nathan said to him, there was a certain man who had a friend that came by visiting with him, and he desired to fix a feast for him, and he went over to a man who had just a ewe lamb, a little female lamb. He harvested that lamb for the man, and he cooked that meat, and he served it to his friend, and this was what he did. And King David was incensed. He got out of his seat, as it were. Who is this man? Where is he found? He will pay, and he summons the people to realize the deed that he would be paying for his crime against this man. When Nathan said to him, whether he pointed his finger or not, his words were sharp. Thou, King David, art the man. You took advantage of Uriah, a soldier in your army. You took his wife. You entered into sin. A child was conceived. You will not die, but that child will die. Sad it is the case that he had forgotten the presence of God. 2 Samuel chapter 11, goes on beyond that. In chapter 16, we realize again that God had not been in David's mind very long, and that memory of him had been forgotten when he entered into another wrongdoing. In 2 Samuel, as we read along in chapter 22 and 23, we read of his prayers to David, to God, and that David was summoned to find himself wanting to be in God's presence again. Only in chapter 24 of 2 Samuel, we see David violating God's law in making a census of his soldiers as he went into battle. God reminded him by way of his goal to have him to decide which punishment he would have on the people, on the land, or on himself. And King David admitted to himself when he said to God, "Take me rather than the people. Take me. I'm the one that did this wrongdoing." He had forgotten about God, and thus he had gotten into sin and wrongdoing once again. Of these occasions, we realize that David got into the sin with Bathsheba when he forgot about God. And then he remembered, and the Lord forgave him. And then it was that he forgot about himself and Joab and Joab's way and Absalom's way. And he would have died for Absalom, but he forgot about God in this matter. And here's Joab who challenges his king in a disloyal kind of way and really should have been stopped for it, but he wasn't stopped by David. When Joab says, "You are the blame for it all," and so forth. And then later on, he forgets about God and does the census report for the army that he has. These particular matters tell us something about ourselves. We can remember God and do well and be righteous in our conduct and our prayer life and our mannerisms. And then we can forget about God, forget His presence, and enter into the most hideous of wrongdoings in our daily walk of life. Think about it for yourself. Think about where you've been in sin and wrongdoing. When you said the words you said, did the deeds you did, thought the thoughts that you did, where was God during that time that you did those things? May I suggest to you that in this study of the relationship of God and our morality, we see that God wants us to be His people and follow His right way. It is the case that you and I can remember God and do well. When we forget God, there's no telling what kind of evil can be a part of our daily walk of life. Part 2 will come up later on, next week, Lord willing, about morality and the relationship to God.